Australia is failing childhood cancer survivors when it comes to helping them back to school, according to a new study. The University of New South Wales compares Australia with Europe and the United States and found it lagging behind despite the upswing in survival rates. Researchers want chronically ill children to have individualised teaching plans while they're sick to avoid the potentially lifelong impacts of falling behind. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
When Anne Kay's then 16-year-old daughter Juliana was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, the advice from her school principal was clear.
Her point of reference as an adult was, Juliana, go home, get well, don't worry about school, you can take a year off and come back in later.
But Juliana's hospital had a different plan. They stepped in and coordinated with the school to keep her learning while she was having treatment.
Having Juliana engage socially and focusing on her passions, we avoided any depression, anxiety, frustration, anger. We didn't have any of that because she was well engaged.
Research from the University of New South Wales suggests the school's initial advice to Juliana is not uncommon. It suggests teachers and schools are unsure of what support to provide to their chronically ill students, such as cancer patients.
Most of them are being cured now. That's the good news, is that 80% of kids with cancer are cured. When they get back to school, that deficit in learning is not made up for readily.
Professor Glenn Marshall is from the Children's Cancer Institute at UNSW. He's also a senior oncologist at the Sydney Children's Hospital.
1 in 10 Australian children have a chronic illness, and one of the more common chronic illnesses is actually cancer. And these kids miss an enormous amount of school. We estimate that more than 2/3 of the kids will miss 6 to 12 months of school.
He says falling behind at school can have a lifelong impact.
Some children, very bright kids, 6 to 12 months can be made up with very easily. They're the minority. In fact, our own research suggests the majority miss an enormous amount of learning and they rarely make it up again.
The paper makes 4 key recommendations. One of them is to improve the policies for implementing legislation that already exists. That means enforcing the Disability Act.
The Disability Act, which is a federal legislation, covers off on the provision of educational services to people with disabilities. That is applied in different states in different ways.
The paper also calls for better systems of communication between schools and hospitals, improving teacher awareness and home learning support.
These people essentially just need to have a formal structure in which they share information about the child's educational standards that are expected, what they're, from a health point of view, able to do. So I would contend a lot of the elements already exist. They're just not connected.
Juliana is 11 years out from her diagnosis. She's 27 now and working as a high school music teacher. Anne Kay says things might have been different without the right support.
Very frightening. I would just the luck of the draw. I don't know what it was in place that they, as soon as Juliana arrived at the Children's Hospital, they got the system in place.
She knows there are plenty of children who don't have the same luck.
My feeling is frustration and sadness because it's so obvious that we can do much better. We have the research about what works. It's just a matter of will and getting everyone to work together.
Anne Kay, the mother of a childhood cancer survivor, ending that report from Angela Lavoie-Pierre.